Ever feel like the stock market is kind of like, a financial roller coaster, full of crazy twists and turns, maybe even a loop-de-loop?
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty spot-on description. And you know, like any good ride, best to understand what makes it tick before you hop on, right?
Exactly. So we're strapping in for a deep dive today, going beyond the headlines to see what's really driving these companies, these market movers. You know, it's like getting a personalized briefing, but way more fun.
We're talking the stories behind the stocks, right? Those underlying trends that are shaping what you see every day.
And speaking of stories, remember that whole GameStop thing? The whole meme stock frenzy?
Oh yeah, how could we forget?
Well, Robinhood, the platform that was kind of at the center of it all, they're still navigating those waters.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Robinhood, they tapped into something, you know, this idea of democratizing investing, millions of new investors, it's incredible. But all that attention, all that growth, well, it attracts a certain kind of scrutiny, right? And the regulators, they've definitely taken notice.
So it's like they threw this huge party, everyone showed up, and now the fire marshal is doing a safety inspection.
Yeah, you could say that. And what does that mean for the average investor? Well, the features Robinhood offers, the fees, their whole existence even, it's all under the microscope now.
Makes you think, huh? So Robinhood's trying to rewrite the rules while everyone's watching. But then there's Intel. Talk about a company that practically wrote the original playbook, right? But they're facing a whole different battleground, that whole chip shortage showdown.
Oh, absolutely. Intel, once the undisputed king of chips, right? Now they're spending billions, and I mean billions, to build new factories, ram up production. It's a battle royale out there, them against companies like AMD. Winner takes all, or at least a good chunk of the market share.
And it's not just about bragging rights, is it? This is about the brains in our phones, our laptops, even our cars.
Right. This is about how fast and efficiently we can power our lives, you know. Every little chip plays a part. And the more we rely on this technology, the more these market battles really hit home, you know?
That's a good point. And speaking of things we rely on, what about Amazon? They're everywhere, from our doorstep to our, what do you call it, streaming
Oh,
cues.
for sure. But even giants cast long shadows, right? And for Amazon, that shadow looks a lot like antitrust scrutiny.
Right, they're huge, maybe even a little too huge in the eyes of some, right?
Right. E-commerce, cloud computing, they even deliver groceries now. It's all raised eyebrows. Regulators are concerned about monopolies, about fairness, you know. The big question is, will any of this actually change how Amazon does business?
And if it does, well, that could impact everything. Prices, what we buy, the whole online shopping experience.
Absolutely. It's something to watch, that's for sure.
Yeah, Amazon's reach is, well, it's massive. Any little shakeup there, it could have a ripple effect. But while some companies are trying to, navigate the rules, others are diving headfirst into, the crypto craze.
Talk about a wild ride. It's like MicroStrategy, they went all in on Bitcoin. Imagine that. Your entire financial fate tied to, well, the whims of the crypto market.
It's a gamble, that's for sure. High risk, potentially high reward. But speaking of risk, what about those Chinese stocks? They've been taking a beating lately. Makes you realize, doesn't it, how global events can really shake things up?
Absolutely. The Chinese government, they've been cracking down on certain industries. Plus, there are those broader economic worries. Investors, they get a little skittish when they see that, and rightfully so.
It's a good reminder, though, diversification. Just because something's happening on the other side of the world doesn't mean it can't impact your portfolio. We're all connected, right?
More than ever these days. But hey, amidst all this uncertainty, there are still those companies quietly building, laying the groundwork for the future. Supermicrocomputer are a good example.
Supermicrocomputer, not exactly a household name, is it?
Exactly. But while everyone's busy talking about AI, they're busy building the infrastructure that powers it. Data centers, that's where it's at, and Supermicro, they're supplying the hardware, essential stuff.
So they're like the, what do you call it, the unsung heroes of the AI revolution.
You got it. Sometimes the best investments, they're not the flashy headlines, you know? It's about looking deeper, seeing the bigger picture.
It's like that saying, the quiet ones are always up to something. And speaking of companies that are definitely up to something, Microsoft, Nvidia, these guys are giants. But they're not resting on their laurels, are they?
Not even close. They're constantly reinventing, adapting. Microsoft, they were all about software. Now look at them, cloud computing with Azure. It's huge. And Nvidia, their graphics cards, they're not just for gamers anymore. We're talking self-driving cars, AI, you name it.
It's impressive that ability to, to stay ahead of the curve. But even giants, they face challenges, don't they?
Oh, of course. The chip shortage alone, that's a major hurdle for anyone in tech. And then there's the constant pressure to innovate. One misstep and, well, someone else is ready to take your place.
It's a marathon, but yeah, that finish line, it's always moving, isn't it?
Always. And the competition, it's not slowing down either, but that's tech, right? You're either growing or you're gone.
Survival of the fittest, tech style. We've covered a lot of ground today, from meme stocks to, to global shortages. What really stood out to you? What's the big takeaway here?
Interconnectedness. I think that's the key. Robinhood and the regulators, Intel's factories, it all comes back to this, you know? What seems like a distant event, it can still have a real impact on all of us.
No company's an island.
Right. Exactly. And no investor is either. That's why we do this, right? To help people understand, to make sense of it all. Because knowledge, well, it's power.
It's definitely powerful when it comes to your money, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Whether you're, you know, a seasoned investor or just starting out, the more you know, the better.
Couldn't agree more. It's been quite a ride today, this deep dive. Lots to think about. And speaking of thinking, before we go, I want to leave you with this. We've talked about companies, investors, the whole market landscape, but what about you? How will these trends, these changes, how will they shape your life in the years to come? The products you use, the jobs you apply for, even your everyday routines, it's something to consider, isn't it? That's what the deep dive is all about. Until next time, stay curious.